Some of y'all are building tables out there, and you got strangers at your dinner table.
Ooh. Yeah.
And that's the problem. Some of y'all not seeing the progress in your life that you really want to see, because a lot of the money is going out the window.
And I think when you build in the table with strangers, the reason why it don't work is not because they're a stranger, don't work because they don't share the same values.
That's big.
To your point, though, people will be like, don't mix business and pleasure and all of that. And I'm just like,
what's wrong with building with those that you love?
Bruh, I'm just
the
like,
only way to do it.
So you want me to go win with some random strangers I don't even know?
Yo, at the table that we've built over the years, I get to sit down and eat with my wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally, we've built a couple businesses that make seven figures
together. And that's what you have when you work with people that got shared values.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than when the money come in and you seeing that money grow in your house.
Success podcast, baby.
Previously on the Secret to Success podcast,
you got to do life at a high level with the people you with, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I love E enough to become an absolute savage version of myself so that I can be that for him. So that I can be that for Carl and Marl. Like, I owe it to them to become the best version of myself so that when we get around each other, iron sharpen iron. And so some of you are trying to attract savages and you've yet to become. So don't nobody want to be around your butt because you're not bringing anything to the table.
And so for a lot of you, you don't have, not because God don't want you to have, you don't have because when he gave it to you, you didn't become. We laugh, we joke. Like y'all have no idea what CJ is to the podcast. You have no idea what DD is to the podcast. Like, you have no idea, like, they understand their assignment and you don't understand your assignment because he just said it. Listen to me. I promise y'all, DD would never make a decision without me. And she don't even need me to make, I don't even make good decisions, to be honest with you. I'm not a good decision maker. Like, that's not what I do for a living. But you have to understand, when you're in a relationship that's healthy, people are going to appreciate, value you, and do what they need to do to make sure you stay in that relationship because they're benefiting from it. And so I'm telling y'all, the reason why we want you at the 1% conference is that we got to teach you how to stop wanting and asking and making people feel your every need and you're not feeling their needs. I'm trying to tell you, if you want to, somebody asked me earlier, about C, and they was like, what kind of relationship, I know the relationship you and CJ have, what kind of relationship do you have? Because remember, you used to always say your mom, like, in the beginning, your mom was kind of like, you know, however she felt.
Mm-hmm.
I said to them, I said, listen to me very closely. I had the best relationship with CJ, mama and daddy. Why?
Of course.
Because of what I, it don't got nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the most important, I said, let me break it down for you. When you're a parent, the most important thing you could do when you're a parent, as a parent, you don't ever care about yourself.
Not at all.
When you're a parent, there's only one thing you care about. That's all you care about. So I be trying to tell people, don't come at me talking about what do I need.
Mm.
Look out for Jalen and Jada. Let me tell you something. I told them, CJ worked with me. Who else worked with me?
What you mean?
In terms of working with me, in terms of my vision and helping me make my vision become a reality and making money.
Carl?
No, in your family.
Oh, in my family.
Yeah, you.
Oh, Train. Yeah.
I got both of them. Who did I marry?
Well, both my brothers. Well, me, and then both and my brothers and their wives. Yeah, all of us.
Bruh,
yeah.
I'm trying to tell y'all, where y'all go wrong,
yeah.
I told y'all with Cam Newton. The reason why me and Cam so close, I didn't do nothing. When I went to Cam's event, guess who wanted to be with Cam?
Everybody.
Everybody. Michael Strahan was there. Guess who was trying to hang out with
Everybody.
Michael Strahan? Everybody. Guess who was trying to hang out with his brother, Kalen?
Nobody.
Wow.
Guess who was trying to hang out with his parents?
Nobody.
Guess who I hung out with?
His brother and his parents.
That's it.
Guess who I'm close to? His father.
Yep.
Mm.
So when I need Cam, if I can't get to Cam, I can get to Cam.
Wow.
I call his father. I call his brother. I'm saying that's where y'all go wrong. Y'all focusing on the wrong thing, and that's why you don't have it.
Yeah.
You're focusing on the main thing. And when you focus on the main thing, you never get the main thing. Because God knows if you focus on the main thing, your motives are wrong. That's how God know you focus on the wrong thing. Guess what he said? He said, did God say, if you kill it, I'm going to make you a killer. I'm going to bless you with everything. He said, be faithful over what?
Few.
Because that's what's hard for most people to be faithful over.
Yep. Come on.
Nobody wants to be faithful over few. Everybody wants to be faithful over, wants the big stuff. And so that's how God know you ain't serious because.
Oh, you don't care nothing.
Because
about
you don't care nothing about the stuff you're supposed to care about. So when I walk in a room, I'm not tripping on Cam. I don't got nothing against Cam. That's my dude. So Cam had me do all kind of stuff for Under Armour. He had me do all kind of stuff for him. Why? Because Cam was like, yo, he cared about my brother. He cared about my father. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
He cared about my family.
Yep.
He not just on me, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And so, hey, I'm trying to tell y'all, stop focusing on the big stuff and focus on the stuff that matters. Because when you focus on the stuff that matters... So when we start talking in the beginning, it is. What matters to Didi asked me yesterday. She was like, how did the, and I don't know how much we could talk about, but Didi was like, how did the work go that you and CJ did, right? Guess what I told them all? I said, it don't matter what I think.
Yeah.
It wasn't my idea. I could tell you how CJ felt, and I could tell you how Justin felt. I could tell you Justin was geeked. Mm-hmm. I could tell you CJ was like, even my son was like, Dad, I didn't even know you could go there.
I was going to say, and I can tell that you put your all into it.
Yeah.
I can tell that.
But, why did I come up with that anyway? I was on an assignment from him.
Yeah. From E.
He told me, get back in your bag from where we used to go. Okay, that's nothing.
Yeah.
That's
so he came back and he was asking about the bag. I was like, that ain't my.
Yeah.
Again, African wild dog.
Yeah.
That part is not my.
So that's the thing, E. And that's what I want y'all to make sure y'all listen. My Patreon fam already know. We'll see y'all in the building. And it's going to be on. For the rest of y'all, you need to get to the spot because you need to learn how to work inside these relationships. Like I said,
I
just believe that more so than probably anybody else who y'all have listened to on the internet or anywhere else, I'm not trying to be funny, but Carl and me, 20 years, me and E, 20 years, Maul been rocking with us, I mean, probably 15 total, but like 12 here. You been married how long?
23.
How long y'all been together?
31.
Yeah.
How long you and Tamisha been together?
18 years married and 26 together.
And you and Didi been?
36 years.
57.
4 years together. I mean, 4 years before that, 40 all together.
Okay, I know we did this one more time, but just how many together?
36, 40 together.
40.
23. No, together, 31.
Yep. 40, so 71. And?
Together?
Yeah.
I just said 18 and about 8. 18 and about 8, so that's 26.
Carl made sure.
Do it, Carl. That's 97. Yeah. Am I 97?
Oh, you can 71. Stop. We in 100.
That's enough. 97. Right?
We in 100. Yeah.
Okay, to add me and Ken's been together 18.
Yeah.
Married 16.
106. What's that? 116.
I don't know. So 97 plus 18.
15.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
So I'm just telling you. That's not including our business relationships.
Yeah.
So when I tell you we understand how to commit, lock in, and get through things together, that's why I'm telling you we are uniquely qualified. So when people say why you listen to them or how you listen to it, like what do they, like that in and of itself should be enough credibility. No disrespect. But again, I told E, one thing we can hang our hat on, bro. I don't care how, you might have made $1 zillion more than us. I don't care what you say. It ain't many people who can sit down and say, yo, I'm still with my absolute, you know what I'm saying, day ones. Like, we've been rocking this long. And so what we're looking forward to talking about, and Maul, maybe you could preview some of what you're going to talk about as well, but what I'm really excited to talk about as we go through, and we got the new book coming out. I don't know. I don't think we ever said the title, but E and I wrote our first book together, and I just told him, I said, bro, this is... We have to bring to the table what we're uniquely qualified to talk about. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many humans, I don't even know like how, whatever level of success can say like, yo, we started something and we here 20 years later still working and we are family. And he is the godfather to my kids. And Trey is calling him on the reg like, hey, goddamn, what you think about the Super Bowl? Like, we are a family. And it's not perfect, but we figured out how to operate at the highest level. And when I hear people say, don't miss business, and pleasure and all of that, and I'm just like, bruh, I'm just
the
like,
way to do
so
it.
You want me to go win with some random strangers I don't even know? Like, is that even realistic?
Whose values, I don't know.
Whose values, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But then people will say, oh, man, I tried to work with my brother, and it was hard. Yeah, I never said it was going to be easy. But I said we have figured it out, and that's what I'm looking forward to talking about. So, Maul, Carl, please.
Well, first of all, Maul shouldn't be telling people what he going to speak about because we didn't get a chance. I didn't get to tell him what's on my heart about the 1%.
Now's a great time.
He ain't told me what I'm speaking about yet, but CJ mentioned to me what I'm an authority to speak on, right? And just the fact some of y'all are building tables out there and you got strangers at your dinner table.
Yeah.
You okay with passing the yams and passing the macaroni to complete strangers?
Bruh.
It's a little bit different.
Say that again.
First of all, you better not pass no yams to no strangers.
Some of y'all are okay with passing food.
Yeah.
You built the table, and you're okay with having strangers sit next to you.
Yeah.
Now, it's something about sitting around. I remember grandma's table, E. You could probably feel this.
Oh, no question.
It's something about having that family bond.
Yeah.
At the table, right? And everybody know the secrets of who made the pound cake, who made the the macaroni.
Yeah.
You know, it's something about that.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, at the table that we built over the years, I get to sit down and eat with my wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we built a couple businesses that make seven figures
together.
And there's nothing better than when the money come in and you seeing that money grow in your house. And that's the problem with some of y'all not seeing the progress in your life that you really want to see because a lot of the money is going out the window.
Yeah.
It's going into strangers' hands. There's nothing wrong with having other people in your business, but what's wrong with building with those that you grew up with? What's wrong with building with those that you love, your family? I done seen the dividends pay not just my spouse, but let's say my brother. Me and my brother owned a business for the last 15 years. Mm. I've seen how that money that he's getting paid is helping my nephews.
Yeah.
So it's all around, man. So it's nothing better than be able to build with family. So that's what I've done.
And that's the problem. And that's why.
Build with what?
Strangers.
But that's, and Carl, jump in here. But I'm telling you, to your point, though, people will be like, don't mix business and because, oh, yeah, you hire your brother and he going to show up late and be like, and I'm like, yeah, you're right. And that's why we said you had to build individually and collectively second.
So
you got to build yourself up so he don't. That's why I said, so bring him to the joint.
And his lessons,
dog, because you know that Tommy going to show up and ride for you the same way you would ride for him.
Yeah.
But when you're building and you're the only one building up and nobody coming with you, so he ain't tripping if he got to leave. He like, oh, C got it. So I'm going to leave that to C. I'm going to say, oh, okay, Carl, like, when we're dealing with the new business venture, I just be like, okay, Carl, you got it? All right, cool. I'm going to help you out when it's my turn to come in and put my savage part on that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just telling you, man, that's why you have to individually grow yourself, and then we're going to show you how to grow collectively.
So I was going to listen. The part for me that I'm thinking about is leverage. Like, we put so much effort.
Yeah.
Like, I want y'all to really think it through. We put so much effort when you got to build something on your own. Think about it. Like, bruh. If I just look around this room, there's every piece of the puzzle that, and I'm going to go science for a while. When you talk about moving a lever, so anybody ever change a tire, if you got a real short tire, the lug nut thing, it's a lot harder because, your leverage is just that little arm you're talking about.
You got
8-9 inches that you got.
The jack, the big hydro.
Bro, you extend that. Yeah. Back in my day.
Yeah.
But my dad's there. Bro, what they would do with the short little tire iron is just take a long pipe. Bruh, and just put the pipe over that little thing. So now you standing up, bruh, and it would just be boom.
Boom.
Bruh, they ain't gotta, you gotta stand on that joint when it's short. When it's long, you just gotta take that thing and do this. And that whole thing is coming off. And I'm saying that's what you have when you work with people that got shared values.
Yeah.
That's when you have when people got shared, like different strengths. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you're just using your strength and I just use people that's like me, we still stuck.
Yeah.
So why would I go get three other people that's just like me and try to build something? Yeah. Bro, we're missing probably 75% of the puzzle.
Bruh.
So I want people to understand, like, the leverage is the thing that you're missing while you try to build with people just like you or people that, you know what I mean, that's not sharing your, like, it's the leverage, y'all.
But the opposite of that is you lose leverage when you're working for strangers.
Yeah.
I just had a homegirl who put probably 20-something years in with a company, and she started doing her own thing, right? So she did go to the company.
Mm.
They had all these. First of all, bro, why are you even with somebody that don't let you do you. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So she filled out all the paperwork, did everything they told her to do, and they still fired her because they saw her getting to a point where it's like, oh, you on the side. Because you remember, Ma, back in the day when our parents was working, it was called moonlighting.
Yeah. You couldn't moonlight.
You couldn't moonlight. Yeah. You could only work that job.
That's it.
You couldn't work another job. So we live in a society now where these kids don't even know it was illegal to work two jobs back in the day.
Facts.
My mom was at Ford. If she was doing anything, security guard, anything, you'd lose your job with all your benefits. So, Carl.
For real?
Yeah, it's still.
Yeah. Even with the police department to this day, you got to get permission to work another job.
Yeah.
I can maybe see that with the police just because it's like security. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
No, my mom couldn't take another job. No. Now, what she could do is work overtime for them.
Oh, for sure. You can work overtime.
Yeah, you can work overtime for them, but you couldn't work for nobody else. Yeah. So this generation don't even know that there was a time where that was illegal. So now you blessed. But for me, Carl, I'm feeling you because it's like, I don't even want what I did when I died to die. It's too much leverage.
Right.
You look at J.P. Morgan. That's a name.
That's a name.
People keep going Chase. No, that's J.P. Morgan. That's a Louis. Louis Vuitton. He been gone. Yep. They been dead. But they family, the Fords. The Fords been dead.
They passed down.
The stadium is Fords. Guess who owned somebody in their family owned? They not giving nobody outside of that family an opportunity to own that.
Never, never.
So that's why I tell people, if you blessed, if you got a family business, because not only is it leverage, it means you're going to be able to work it, make the money off of them, and still live the life you want to live. Mm-hmm. And a generation before you didn't get to live that free. Like, they had to work hard to put, so now it's like you got a chance to live however you want to live. So that leverage piece to me is so important. And for me, what I love about our table is I know, more importantly, when I die, I got other individuals who are like, hey, you are a part of it. Like, you look at the Fords. My man Ben gone. I don't know if he owned the Lions when he died.
Yeah.
I don't know. He owned cars, but I don't know if he owned the Lions.
So it's
but
expanding.
That family kept expanding. Mm. And so here go the last thing. So I remember somebody told me how you got your kids making financial decisions like, and they not, like, they will make waste money. I said, let me tell you something. I would prefer for my children in their 20s to play with money and learn money.
Yep.
Because once they get it, they got it. Mm-hmm. Than to bring a stranger on who know money and going to probably try to take our money.
Mm.
You feel me? So we gonna let y'all play with money. Go to school, make decisions, because one day I know you're going to get it. And here go the deal. I don't care if it take you 10 years to get it. Once you get it, what you're going to be able to bring to the next generation is something that I couldn't possibly bring to
the
generation.
I just looked at a stat, and Maul and I just were going back and forth. Yeah. Like, my whole algorithm has changed, bro. All my stuff is finance, all this stuff that I'm getting now. And they said most people actually make their money after 40.
Yeah.
Like, just let that sit for a minute.
So I just talked about that. Carl, keep going. I'm sorry.
Let somebody actually hands on do something at 27 and 30. It's like, bro, that's the time to actually experiment, figure it out. But by the time there's a certain point that you like, I got it. Yeah. And now from here on out, bro, it's downhill.
It's over.
It's downhill.
It's over. Yeah. What's his name? Warren Buffett. He wasn't killing it at 20.
No. That's what I was trying to find because I had it here. But I'll find it. But I think something like 90% of Warren Buffett's wealth was accumulated after like 65.
Wow, that's crazy.
Think about that. I was just getting it too, bro.
A lot of that is because of compounding interest.
It is
true.
Yeah. But I'm saying also,
That's where I got it from.
That's what I was teaching them. But you got to plant them seeds when you like Yanni's age.
Yeah.
You can't be planting the seeds at 60 or 50 thinking that you're going to get it at 60.
Even insurance, they ain't letting you get it. Bro, I was just like, all right, I'm going to get more insurance. The insurance company was like,
yeah, you old or not?
Yeah, they like, hold up, nah, bro. Let me just be real with you. I don't even know if it's worth it for you to get it. Like, we're not gonna play with you. What are you doing it for? Because it may not be worth it. Because we're not about to bless you with no whatever. When you 55, you ain't got but another 8. There was like, you got another 7 years where it don't even make sense to get it. Yeah. Does that make sense, Ma?
Yeah.
And then when you get a certain age too, bro, you're not even playing no more.
Right. Like, I think that's it. Your decisions. Let me tell you something,
Carl. If it's one thing I can tell you that happened at 50. Mm. That I look at people in their 40s, okay, to the exception of these two dudes, just like us regular people. 40, bro, you no longer care what people think. Like, that's some stuff you did when you was in your... And I'm saying that's a major distraction. No, no, 40.
In your 40. Oh, 40.
Once you turn 40, you no longer... Okay, you got kids. Kids make you stop thinking about what people think about, period. Because it's like, I don't got time for that. I got that. But, bruh, do you know, for me, when I look at one of the challenges of my success, thinking about what people are thinking about what I was doing was the biggest distraction. I ain't had no other distraction. Like, I ain't never gotten, like, drink and smoke, got drunk or nothing, like, on no drugs and all like that.
Yeah.
My biggest challenge was thinking about what people were thinking, and that was my biggest distraction, because when I stopped thinking about what people were thinking and I got focused, everything I put my... Bruh, I'm not playing, Carl. When we started doing our thing, everything I put my hand on, Maul, was a blessing. C's biggest struggle with me has been, why do you keep thinking this is a democracy? That's his biggest struggle that we face. C would be like, why are you caring about what they think? E, they not even helping us. Am I lying, C?
Oh, no.
That was his biggest thing. Like, why are you telling the church? Why are you letting people think it's a democracy, E? It's not. And I was like, well, C, if we're not all doing it, people going to feel.
Yeah.
C's like, bro, who cares? Not to be disrespectful, they've never made six figures, multiple figures. So why are you asking their opinion? He's like, it's one thing if you're asking for their opinion.
And they're credible.
And they're credible. He's like, they're not even
credible. And they're going to be the main ones giving an opinion about something they don't even have a clue about.
And he would still be like, well, let's vote on it.
Because I wanted to make everybody happy. Not realizing that by letting you lead in something you can't lead, I'm doing you a disservice.
You actually messing it up for everybody.
So if I go make money and be successful, I'm going to be able to be a blessing to everybody. So I was like, come on, E, do what's going to be a blessing to people, not what people are concerned about.
But when you have, that's the thing, man, when you have other savages that you're working with, like when E and I used to get into it, I used to be like, I promise you, E, I just didn't have enough credibility with you at the moment. But when I used to be telling you, I'm like, look, E, I'm telling you what I know, bro. If we do this, it's gonna work. I'm not guessing on this. I know for a fact. And he'll tell you. There's other times he might call me and be like, oh, we want this person to speak, and what you think? I'll be like, I ain't the dude that's like, I don't know how much we should pay. How much they gonna come? How many tickets we gonna? You gotta consult with somebody else. So I'm not trying to make decisions just to make decisions. But when I know, I'm going to actually make that decision. And that's the problem, is like, you want to make all the decisions. You want to be, because you can, right? We say it all the time. Technically, okay, I'm an owner in the company. I can make any decision. No, tell that person, don't speak. I don't know. So you have to be strong enough to know when you don't know. But I'm telling you, man, when you have a team that's working on one accord, if you could, I'm telling you, and y'all know my famous quote. I got a lot of them. I ain't gonna lie, but you feel me, Yanni? I got a lot of famous quotes out here.
This famous one.
Shout out to my Patreon fam. They know. But this famous quote is, the more people you need to make your dream become a reality, the less likely it is to happen. All right? I've been saying that forever. But what you do need is a few folks on one accord. I can tell you, everything that had been built was built right here in the little office, and saying, all right, you can do that, you can do that, and I can do this. And let's just do it. Bruh, no loans, no crazy stress. Like, three people on one accord where two or more are gathered.
Come on.
Preach, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, that's real, bruh. If you can get some people on one accord, when we built out the stuff for real estate and everything else, bro, we built it right here. We didn't have that's what I'm telling you. But the problem is, you can't get on one accord with somebody. And I'm telling you, before you look and go, well, this person ain't, and that person ain't, and this person ain't, we're telling you, you got to look inward and go, am I the best version of myself? We just had that conversation. I was like, the best version of yourself is going to murder the game. The problem is, you can't pull up with that best version all the time. And so I said, if we can pull up with the best version. So when I pull up, bro, I'm just trying to pull up 365 days with the best version of me. And I believe that's enough. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to. It ain't like, bro, we talked about it. Remember, we talked about Curry. It's like, bro, I'm watching Steph and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you see Steph and he can literally put up 40 and he do it again the next night and the next night and the next night. And it's like, dog, you see another dude, you literally like, yo, how you have 40 and then you went to 5?
Right.
Yeah.
How? Right. Like, literally, how?
Me. As a coach, you killing me. Not that I'm mad at you.
You ain't depend on that. I don't know who's gonna show up.
That's like your brother who show up for to help out. He's supposed to run that business, and then he one day he pull up. You like, oh, this is great. And the next day you like, where is he at? He didn't even call me, tell me he wasn't coming. And now the doors ain't open. Yeah. It's like, bro, you have to be able to produce consistently. Go ahead.
Check your phone. Just Didi's fooling.
Yeah, I saw that. Didi sent the whole.
Didi is fooling.
Oh, Lord.
What did he send?
A whole contract.
Government name. I hereby give permission to my wife, Didi, to check, get her hair cut, check, refresh her look, check, feel cute, confident, and unstoppable, check, possibly come home, feel like a brand new woman. I understand that. Hair grows back, pieces, and the home is priceless. This decision. Yeah, y'all gone.
Come on, bro.
Come on. And she going to be at the – Didi will be speaking at the 1% conference. Y'all don't want to miss her session. I'm telling you that. I don't know if it's just on a women's day, if she doing the men's day. I got to ask permission, Ma, to see if she doing men's day.
So check this out.
Surprise, surprise. Surprise.
Check this out. This book just sent me this. Warren Buffett at 52 was worth $376 million.
At 52?
At 52. At 59, $3.8 billion. At 66, $17 billion. Wow. At 72, $36 billion. At 83, $58. And then 94, $141.
Compound interest.
First
compound
of all, interest, 90, bro. Ma. He made it to 90.
No, I'm just saying, but just think about it. Hold on. I'll say only, please. Age 52, he had $376 million. So I'm talking about, bro, you talking about compounding 140 to 141 billion?
Billion.
Yeah.
Like after the age. So again, this is, man, ET1%.com. If y'all ain't at this, bro. If y'all not at this event, I don't know what y'all doing. Y'all will be in for a treat. We got some special guests coming. E said it. We got athletes in the building. Can we talk about some? Man, my wife is speaking. Shout out to my wife who about to stress me out putting her message together, I'm sure.
Hey, but, and for the record, for anybody watching this.
Come on, give it to us, Ma.
I'm on the conference. If I get another message of a person saying, Maul, is you on the conference? I keep sending them the card.
What happened? Was he?
I'm not on the flyer.
The flyer.
I ain't make the flyer.
Oh,
so.
Come on, Maul.
Moose said he was wrong.
I didn't make
the muscles, Maul. This is when the muscles get you in trouble.
I didn't make the.
It wasn't enough space on there for you at the muscles.
I didn't make the flyer.
So what, you don't say what you want us to do.
They were like, hey, you ain't on the flyer. I said, man.
Moose said he was rolling out the big time guests. On their own flyer.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Again,
that's
what I let Moose. Hey,
that's what he said. He said he keeping all the big dogs, but
that's what he said.
You just spoiled it.
Yeah, right, right.
Well, and they keep sending the message.
I made the very first cut.
I just got a message from a guy that was trying to buy a ticket. He like, before I buy the ticket, Ma, I'll let you go. I said, yes, I'm there. I sent the car.
So he
won't
buy it if you weren't there?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, he was going to come to the conference I met the week before that. So that's what he said, because that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm speaking at the same place, but that's real estate.
Come on. You know what I'm saying?
He's coming to that.
He's coming to that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I was like, no, I'm this.
Yeah, come to this.
Yeah, come to this. This going
this
real estate going to give you the problem.
Yeah, I'm going to give you
but
solutions.
But it's going to be solutions.
Maul is going to be there. He's actually the resident host. You know how you got like a host of the Olympics?
No question. Yeah, Maul is going to be on hosting. Board. Maul, let's talk about this, though, real quick. Because you talked about building your table with your family.
Yeah.
I think people get so desperate, Maul, that they don't understand when you build in the table with strangers, the reason why it don't work is not because they're a stranger, it don't work because they don't share the same values.
That's big.
You understand me? So with C, the reason why it worked is, bruh, I told my wife, because she'd be like, what happened? Like, I know his father introduced you. I was like, yo, I went to his crib, and I saw the whole family eating dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bruh, it's like a movie, bruh. I saw his brother, me and Nick.
Every Sunday.
Me and Nick was beefing over the angel hair pasta Alfredo his father made. And I was like, to this day, I'll be telling Nick, like, Nick, bruh, you live there.
Yeah.
I was a guest. Nick was like, bro, I don't care who you was. CJ always bringing somebody to the crib.
Yeah.
He like, Sunday is the day. And when I saw him and his whole family together, I was like, oh, no, we share the same values. When he came and told me, hey, I'm coming because my daddy told me to come, like he respect his father.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro,
And one thing, you know what, too, but to go on that, bro, one thing that I, when you building with family or you building with, because this is family.
Yeah.
It's personal.
Yeah.
I don't see him as just CJ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I see Trey. I mm-hmm. see Avery.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see the benefit yeah. of yeah. the business. Yeah. I see the benefit of what it's going to do in their lives.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. I see this young man right here, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's personal.
It's yeah. personal.
And I think when you got
it's personal.
Strangers, yeah. it's personal for them.
For them.
Yeah.
And they trying to take from your take. They trying to make doggy bags.
Mm.
They trying to make doggy bags to go,
ooh.
To take back to their home,
mm.
to take back to their people, as opposed to sitting back, bro, and enjoying them with
man,
us.
Come
listen.
On. Y'all better catch
not,
that.
Hey, listen.
Catch that. The doggy bag ministry.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, man, when you right. And when it's your own stuff, I promise you, people operate a little different. When it's their own stuff, bro, I see it on the reg. Even if just cats you hire
yeah,
that come work, you like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, it ain't you going home after this and it don't affect you. You know what I'm saying?
How so many people really considering your family, dog?
That's what I'm telling you. They not. And I'm saying it's rare to find somebody who going to come in and work for you the way you going to do for your own people, bro. I promise you. You know what I'm saying? You just going like, bro, let me tell you something. Terrible. But I'm saying back in the gap, we had the homies work at the pizza spot. And what we would do is they would call up. You would call up like 10 minutes before they close and order like 17 pizzas. And then they would close.
Yeah.
And then you would be like, oh, okay. Like the manager would be like, oh, we got all these pizzas we can't do nothing with. Y'all just take them to the crib. Mm. And I'm like, bruh, your people ain't going to do you like that.
Nah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's why I tell people, like, I want to work with my people so I don't have to worry about that. Bruh, you working for some random pizza joint? Now, listen. My man who own it, I'm sure it's personal to him and his family. And I'm saying that's bogue to do to somebody. But that's how people do you when you don't have your own. That's why I'm telling you. That's why I want to build with my people.
Mm.
Because I know you're going to let somebody order up a bunch of pizzas and be like, oh, okay, cool. We're taking them joints to the crib. And guess what? The spot shut down.
Mm. And people want to know why it shut down.
It shut down.
Yeah.
It couldn't survive like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because folks wow. was...
People don't see that, though. They just see themselves getting a pizza.
You understand what
they
I'm saying?
They don't see the fact that the place shut down because
and don't care.
You're spending more on
but that's why I can't work with people like
but
that.
That's what, but that's
you
what I'm
telling you. Tear our stuff down.
Do you understand what yeah. I'm saying? And it's like, dog, that's why I say if you can build with your people, bro. So I don't never go. Listen, I ain't saying we all don't have challenges. I ain't saying that we have to work through things. I don't ever go to sleep wondering what their intentions are and yeah. are they trying to get over. And could this person possibly be stealing, or could this person be that dumb thoughts don't even cross my mind.
Hey, can I tell you, bro, I'm still, and I ain't said this on the podcast. How much time we got?
It's your show.
Okay. Right. I just want to know, Carl, because I'm trying to, it's you know what I'm saying, show. Carl? I know we got metrics and all of that. I'm trying to make sure I'm not. But bro, let me tell y'all what happened to me in 2025. I don't even know if I had this conversation with you. So, you know, we doing this now,
mm-hmm.
right? And so it was something that I told C, like, hey, I'm just getting a little nervous because I'm getting older. And there was a time in my life, the majority of my money, Maul, before I met you, it was active.
Yeah.
And then you introduced me to passive.
Yeah.
So the thing about you was like, oh, Maul's money is going to come whether he's here or not.
Absolutely.
So it's like, okay, E, you got to get to that point because I was on speaking.
Yeah. Right.
And so it became evident. Jalen don't look like he about to be trying to do that. Jada don't like she trying to do that. Mm-hmm. He 30, she 27. I started when I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
So like, they don't look like they're trying to. So like, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. If I'm going to be here another 50, it don't matter.
Mm.
But if something happens to me, so I was like, I got to start doing the passive boy more.
Yep.
So one of the things we talked about when we was on Organifi, I was like, hey, whatever. So anyway, we doing the contract. Now, mind you, we did our first contract together. I don't know what year it was, but it was like, all right. C was like, E, I ain't working. I ain't doing nothing. Let's go. So we did 75-25. I don't know why. I don't know why we did 75-25. I don't know.
It mm-hmm. felt right.
Yeah, so that's what mm-hmm. we did. But it was on paper, but we wasn't never really on that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we ain't never do that at the end of the year. It was like 75-25.
Yeah.
But it was like on paper, we had to put something down, so it was 75-25. So when we circled back, I was like, shoot, it's been years later. So I just like, okay, God, I always consult with him about what we do. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know what, I was like, I don't really know what to do. I don't know if we mm-hmm. do 75, 25, like, because we still got to do paperwork. So I don't know what to do, God. I don't want him to feel like 20 years later, I still got you on some 75, 25 stuff. I didn't know what to do, right? Talk about values. Candace is the person that does our, like, Candace look at, the, she the financial person. So Candace hit me up and was like, all right, E, I know that we got to do what we got to do with Sean, which I didn't feel comfortable. I'm like, why are you giving Sean, like, I'm just being real. I'm like, you're not going to make what Sean making or I'm making when you're doing it the way you're doing it. Because Sean getting a full piece.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then me and you splitting a piece.
Uh-huh.
Right? Bruh, this is why values and not working with strangers. Candace called me. I didn't even get to call them and talk about it. Candace called me and was like, all right, here go the percentage. Because me and C both know, you know, that you're not, we're not going to get this. We're going to get this. And I was like, what? Like, first of all, you just took the weight off of me in terms of, because we got to do paper. So paper ain't me and you. Paper don't got to do with us. Mm-hmm. Paper is the next generation. Mm-hmm. Like, me and you already know what the deal is. Paper is for our kids got to come together and go, who gets what and what gets what. Bruh, when Candace called me, I was tripping because I was like, not only does he say, Candace was like, yo, here go the deal. And I'm thinking like, yo, I'm going to have to. And so I end up telling C, whatever you say, I'm not going to do that. We're going to have to take it a little bit higher. Because he had put himself in a position where it was like, Sean getting this, I'm getting that. He getting pennies to the dollar. Mm. But he's still bargaining the deal. But Candace called me, not him, and said, oh, we already know. And I said, we are, in my brain, we already know? I'm like, oh, okay, this family. Because the wife could have easily been like, like, that's on you and CJ. Yeah. That I don't got nothing to do with me. I wasn't there when y'all signed. Candace called me and told me, and I was like, what C just said. Yo, I can go to bed knowing that everybody got each other's back. Mm. And not our back, because we know when we're alive what the deal is. Like, that's legacy stuff.
Yeah.
Candace is saying, when our children have to, this is the deal. And I'm like, wow, God, what a blessing it is to work with people who not just say they Christian, but really own about that life versus working with people who, bro, you know how long we would have been in arbitration, bro, if it's somebody you ain't family with?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You understand?
To go plates.
Lawyers, whatever.
Yeah.
And we got the same lawyers. So it ain't even like we got to go in. And so a lot of y'all failing because you working with strangers, and it's not that they're a stranger that makes it mad. It's y'all don't have the same values.
Yeah.
And you might be in survivor mode, or you might be in thriving mode, they in survivor mode.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not going to work if they trying to take advantage of you as opposed to y'all both making sure that y'all both looking out for each other. So you thinking, oh, it's not because they're a stranger. It's not because they're family. Because some family don't share values. Mm. You don't share values just because you family, but there's some of us that happen to be family and friends, and we do. And so even with Maul, like I said, y'all, I would have just been on keep speaking and making money. And Maul is like, no, E, you cannot do that. Like, I get it. I get what you're trying to do, but it don't work like that. You got to put yourself in a position where you got stuff that even if you're not on stage, if you sleep, you're still making money. Where a lot of people are gatekeepers, bro. They not really sharing the real insight, the real information. You know what I'm saying? And so,
even Maul been sharing the information. Yeah. I don't know if y'all peep, but my brother been going viral.
Right.
Yeah.
Yanni, how you feel about your daddy being a viral sensation on the internet?
How you feel about your room being shown on the world? good.
She said it feels great.
No, it's big, though. Hey, Maul, just looking at, you know, their legacy is coming.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ours is here. You know what I'm saying? They grown. So
it's a whole nother level now.
Yeah, they grown.
Yeah. No.
And my legacy, because of you all, my legacy followed in the footsteps.
Mm.
Think about it, bro. We had no ties to Michigan State.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Michigan State would have even been a thing. No joke. I don't even, you know, but because, you know, for years, I'm talking about this go back to the Secret to Success conference, which was in, what's that, Kiva?
In the Kiva.
In Kiva. And then I brought kids. I brought Yanni. She took a picture with you in Kiva.
Wow.
And I took a picture with y'all. And she might have been, about 8 years old. 8 years old, she was in the place that she would one day go to school at.
Wow. Great. Come on. Go watch.
Right.
Wow. Okay, now she's about to be an alumna. Graduating in a few months.
That did go fast, bro. I'm tired.
CJ took Yanni on a tour. I'm talking about headed. He was going through, hey, Yanni, this is what we used to do this and all that. And all of a sudden, now she's giving tours to people.
Yeah. Time is going too fast, though, bro. That's the only thing stressing me right now is I wish I could just slow it on down, bro. It's happening fast.
It's here.
We just got to leave as much. I'm at that point now where it's like, Eve, you just got to leave as much good as you can in the world before you get out of here, you know?
Yeah, I'm taking full advantage. Me and Sweet Pea, I'm talking about, we doing movie night. I'm talking about, hey, we be Tuesday night. I'll be like, hey, get off, because now they got, man, I ain't going to lie to you. I a little hurt. My baby girl got her own room.
Where'd she have
been? Is it starting to do that?
Her and Trey was like sharing a room, she officially got her own room.
Is she starting
to get a boyfriend?
Oh, whoa.
That'd be next.
You got too much dip on your chip there, Flex.
Just wait till she get a boyfriend. That's gonna really break
your heart. Nah, but you know what? I'm saying, so
that's gonna break your heart.
But it's funny because Sweet used to be scared to like go upstairs by herself, and not that long ago, she like kind of scary. Like, go to the basement, whatever. Uh-huh. And I used to be like, girl, this your house. God here, you got dominion over your house. Like, go up in your room, da 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 da. And now she be in her room. I'm like, get up out that room and come down here and spend some time. I'm like, dang.
Bro, we just left Jessie at home alone for the first time. Bro, she would never. I'm talking about never. Same thing, like, oh, somebody, no, I'll go with you. She like, oh, no, good. I'm good. Go ahead. And I was like.
Jordan wasn't there either?
No, he went with us to, he had chess club or something, so I went with Tamisha to drop him off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, Jessie's like, no, I'm good. I ain't going nowhere with y'all. I'm good. I'm like, what's happening, Ma?
Yeah.
It's happening.
It's happening quick, bro. So, ET 1%, ET 1%, man. Make sure you are in the building, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, it's we going down, man.
April 16th, 17th,
18th. It's going 18. Down,
Ma.
Special guest, the lower, the best information you've ever heard.
1%ers, bro.
You're going to be right in the building where you need to be. Shout out to our Patreon fam, patreon.com/S2S podcast. Shout out to me and my Patreon fam. I told my Patreon fam, if y'all let me go live and not do personal development, I will go live all the time. I'm not ET. I don't do personal development all day, every day. Sometimes I just want to talk about Tony Braxton being underrated. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I just want to talk about just some regular stuff. And so I got on there the other day. So I got on there the other day with Patreon, man. We just be having a good time vibing out. So shout out to the Patreon fam.
And please, guys, it's not me. Carl looked on my phone some kind of way.
Hey, send it right now. Let me do it.
Because I keep saying I'm going to fix it.
No, I got you. CJ and I figured out the hack.
That's why you don't see me on there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Unlock it for me.
Other than that, enjoy. Happy Black History Month.
Yes.
Even though it was last week, but happy Valentine's Day to my lovely wife and my beautiful daughter.
You put both of them in there.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Sweet made it very clear. She was like, look, make sure you got my chocolates on deck. You know what I'm saying? Nothing ever beat the day little Jamal came with his Valentine's gift for Avery.
Amen.
And Amen. Got shut down.
That's
but
okay.
He took it in stride.
Amen.
Bruh.
Okay.
Dude, I swear, Yanni, you don't have that on tape? Somebody got to have it on tape. But he walked in with them chocolates behind his back and was like, here. And Avery was like, I don't even like chocolate. Bruh.
Love chocolate.
Love chocolate.
Love chocolate.
Love chocolate. Yeah, playing hard to get.
Well, I ain't mad at her. Yeah, we used to be up at State with Jada busting at her class.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, back
absolutely.
In the day.
I've given my children Valentine's Day stuff ever since they were born. Like every just every morning they wake up.
When will you stop?
I'm not.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Sweeties, that's not. Do y'all celebrate the Sweeties?
No, they don't.
Nobody know what that is.
No, my wife, man, she know about it, but I don't get no love. Sweeties Day, man, for those of you who are watching who are not from the East Coast, because I don't think it's something they do all over the world, but Sweeties Day is supposed to be Valentine's Day for men. But I some kind of way, it still don't get the same.
It's like Father's Day.
When is it? It's in October, man.
It's like it's in October.
Yeah, okay. Oh, hell yeah. Happy birthday. Happy Father's Day. Me, no men ain't getting that.
Right. You got a barbecue on that day.
Oh, bro.
Right.
Somebody
you
said it's just missing
you. You're locked and loaded.
Are you live on Patreon?
Locked and loaded. Just hit the plus
now
button.
I got to get the 9-to-5 millionaire.
I think and I'm on. He good, too. Totally forgot.
We all good now.
Yeah. That's
okay, so oh, say live.
So hit the plus button and live.
Yeah.
Patreon fam, real. Stick around. We're going to do a couple, a little Q&A for the rest of y'all.
Calm down, Carl.
Hey, I'm going to go right back to what we talked about earlier, man. Figure out, when I talked about leverage, I want you to figure out what you're naturally good at. And like CJ, what C said, perfect that. Mm-hmm. Like every single day. And when I tell you leverage, when you use that in the right environment, guess what? You attract the other people that bring their excellence, and now you can use the lever that you have. Yeah. Use the lever they have, and guess what? Y'all both can accomplish what you want together. So, come on, man. Use the gift you got all the way through.
Stop wasting time. Please. And the biggest thing that you have when it comes to investing is time. And one of the biggest enemies you have when it comes to investing is time. So you have to use it wisely. You have to start now. I don't care if it's $100. Yeah. When I first started investing, I was doing $50 every 2 weeks. Just start. And the more you start with every raise, you can add to that. I am literally getting deeds to properties that I bought 25 years ago. But the thing that was about it, it wasn't what I'm doing now at 48, is what I did at 22.
Yeah.
That set up the 48-year-old person.
Come on,
so how
man.
Are you going to set yourself up? Stop waiting. You don't have as much time as you think.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, and please say that thing, because Maul's the only one on here that has the authority to say it, but you use your...
Before I had any real estate, before I had any stocks, I used the money that I was getting from my 9-to-5, and with every increase, I would take that increase and I would put it into the stock market.
Yeah,
I would take every increase. If they gave me a $100 increase, I took that $100 and I used it towards getting... Matter of fact, this is the fruit. What's come here, Donnie. Y'all look at this, and this is real time. This is for real. If you just look right here, I took, when I always, and y'all heard me say this. Now listen to this. Y'all heard me say that I was taking $50 from my paycheck.
Yeah.
That $50 went towards my daughter.
You can come in the camera.
It went towards her 529 college plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then now all of a sudden, here it is, my daughter. How much, literally, you're a senior, right?
Yeah.
You just paid your last semester for school.
Man,
right?
Amen.
How much do you have in school loans?
Zero.
Say that louder so they can hear that.
Zero.
Graduating from Michigan State that costs $60,000 a year and zero school loans. Where are you about to go after you graduate at Michigan State? What are you about to start?
Oh, med school.
Medical school.
Come on.
And that's going to be paid for, but it came from my investments.
Yeah.
It came from starting out with just where I was at the moment. She literally, 25 years later, she is living off of the seeds that was planted years ago.
Yeah, incredible.
Congrats, I didn't know I was going to be speaking, and I didn't know I was going to be doing all this. I didn't know, but I knew that I was going to have kids, and I knew that if I planted these seeds, they'll be able to live off those seeds. Thank you, dear.
Zero. Come on, how man. Much money is she going to make? Millions.
And how's that going to set her up where she ain't got to worry about school loans?
Bruh.
Bro, you know it's some so people, bro. Though, I know some people that's still paying school loans of their kids in college.
Yeah.
No, that's real.
It's real, real. I got nothing. I'm related to something.
I just had a conversation with somebody yesterday about that. About student loans.
ET1%.com. Yeah. I don't know what.
Hey, get out there. That ain't what Maul going to be talking about, though. I'm about to tell him what he's going to be talking about. And I'm going to tell him what he's going to be talking about because I know y'all. I've been shepherding y'all for a long time.
Yep.
I know the things that you missing that he knows.
Mm. And I know I'm the plans I have for you.
I don't got no plans.
Prosper.
I don't got no plans for you.
But I
know what Maul knows that you don't know. And, man, he knows so much. But he can only talk about so much, especially when I'm on the podcast. Time-wise, he just don't got the time. You know what I'm saying? Maul might have to get his own podcast to really put y'all on game. But there's a few things that y'all don't know that I know being around him that you need to know, and I'm going to share it with him. Because, again, why? Most of y'all are 10 percenters. Mm. You live in the almost zone. Maul ain't talking the almost zone. Mm. Maul is in the end zone dancing, doing the Super Bowl shuffle. Maul in the end zone doing the Super Bowl shuffle. Okay? And he going to tell y'all how to get from almost to dream world to reality. And he not just doing it for himself. His whole family, now he doing it for us. He teaching, like, I was already in the 1%. And Maul has taught me how to get in the 1% of the 1%. Yeah, so let's get it.
It was already in you.
He's so trifling.
It's been in you.
He's so trifling. And that Carl, hey, Carl is in that Carl in that 1%. Carl looked up. Carl, what is the average? We talked about this in Chicago. See, Carl, what's the average? We ain't gonna say individual,
yeah.
But what's the average family savings account?
Bro, you're talking about it was like $2,000 or something.
Come on, y'all.
The average family
savings account,
yeah,
is $2,000 or so.
No, you know what's so big about yours, and we do need to talk because I need to figure out the percent for real because I want Carl to talk to the 1%ers from just now making that move.
Yeah,
because Carl's is fresh. Yeah. Right? Carl's is fresh.
He got crisp. Yeah, his crisp.
Carl's is fresh. But Carl, what I was thinking about for you the other day that was deep, it's like you might have a lawyer or a doctor that make what you made, but they make it over the year and they spend it.
It's living expenses.
You actually have that amount.
Let me say it like this. I don't even have it. It's already in a high-yield savings account, and it's going to be deployed back into another property.
That was the same thing Camille said to Carl. She was like, he got it, and he ain't even got to spend it.
Bro, it don't exist.
But I'm saying, people might make $250 a year, but they spending it. So it's gone by the end of the year.
First of all, you know Carl cheap, so he ain't finna spend.
I ain't spending nothing.
Carl, like, look, we ain't buying it.
Carl, can I at least get the Chipotle?
Made him buy something for me.
Can I get the Chipotle?
I did just tell you to buy something else, too. What I tell you? It was something. I don't know. It was something. I said, man, go on, buy it.
The sauna. The sauna.
Oh, yeah, the sauna. Yeah. I told him, go on, buy a sauna.
Bro, buy
a
sauna, bro.
And I had to do this. I had to tell him. I'm like, Carl, it's going to add years to your life, dog. It's going to add years to your wife's life.
Yeah. Right.
I had to show him the stats. Like, bro, it's going to. I know you're the only one without a sauna, dog. Get a sauna.
Come on.
That's literally last week.
Dang, you're the only one. Come on. You can't be the only one without the sauna.
Yes. It's going
to
happen.
That's the type of crew I'm trying to roll with. You're the only one without a sauna. It's crazy. Come on, bro. We ain't say you the only one, you know what I'm saying? Without a little, you know. Come on.
Yeah.
ET 1%. You want you a sauna?
Chicago.
ET 1%.
Get you a sauna.
You want a sauna? Or you want to, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh, Carl. Come on, Carl.
Y'all good. I was going to say more than what I was looking at.
What? Oh, you got the
Carl.
Sauna?
Listen, y'all. I talk about leverage, not on no jokes. Like, I listen. Like, I use my gift. It put me in the rooms.
Yeah.
We at the tables. Now we still take and use the information that come from it.
That's so easy to work with Carl. Carl, listen. Carl won't make a move until it's like he listens. You get a lot of people, they want to bring their recipe to your dessert. And it's then when it don't come out right, then they question it the way it tastes.
Bro, come on.
Ooh. Yeah, that's that when I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that's
come
fire.
Come on, Carl.
Oh, it's cheap.
Calm down, Carl.
Come on, dog.
Oh, that's all good.
2200.
20-something?
Yeah, that's good. It might be all he needs.
Hey, I got to get yours fixed first. I can't go get a new one.
It works. I just can't do the what's broke home.
Oh, yours still take a long time to heat up, right?
Yeah, but he gave us the stuff, and that's what Carl talking about. So the dude was supposed to fix it for me. He was like, I can't find where it go. I was like, well, I can't help you either. So I tried to call, and I couldn't get nobody. But, yeah, we're going to –
Carl going to fix it.
Come on. Well, we got to figure out the
part.
Give
me a minute.
Like, where is that?
Give me a minute.
Carl, like, give me a minute.
He won't put me in the game. He got me on the admin side of it. Like, let's call him.
Oh, yeah, no, why you ain't put him in the game?
He won't let me get in the game. He's like, maybe we should call somebody and let him.
Carl's selling real estate right now. You don't got time to be fixing my daughter's
brick.
Carl,
slanging them bricks.
Carl about to get a chinchilla.
Hey, not only Carl. Last time, Scott, I seen a little confidence in Jordan, too.
Yeah.
Come on,
Jordan moving different. No joke, dog. Yeah. He see his dad moving different.
Yeah,
he
see his dad moving different.
Bruh, he see his dad, bro.
He went and he sat right at the table with me in that title office.
Yeah.
Maul had it. We'll talk about it, but Maul had a whole film crew documenting the process. So, hey, y'all, it's coming. Y'all can get all of
it. Yeah, but Carl, I told y'all, Carl getting too much confidence now because he don't want to do
Hey, Ricky, I call him.
He don't want to do that.
Send me your mailing address. Danita, somebody on the podcast want their crown, Danita. Uh-oh. It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. Carl, he not moving the same way, you know. Back in the day, I asked for some, it was done, and now it's like, get your ass up and get a check.
Because Carl was trying to, back in the day, Carl was trying to get a check.
Yeah. Oh,
he didn't got he didn't got a wire.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit different.
Driving like I got some.
Like I had some.
Driving like I had some.
I ain't had one, but I was driving like I had some.
You got to be hungry.
Yes, sir. All right. We out of here. We love you. We'll see you next week.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to this show, please, I'm begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.